Man Tools is brought to you by EXO Auto Works, Colorado Springs' home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change. Includes up to 5 quarts and standard filter. Additional oil and specialty filters extra. Includes tire rotation and vehicle inspection. Also, $225 front or rear disc brakes. Includes new pads and rotors. Applies to most vehicles. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment. Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. They have all the tools to help you with your audio and production needs, from tracking demos to full CD productions, reamping, mixing, mastering, and more. Want your VHS to DVD or your old cassettes and records to CD? They do that too. Whatever your needs, they can help. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios and let them know you found out about them through Man Tools for a special discount. Madrid Maintenance, besides being our partner for Give Mom a Hand, our community outreach program, Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area, like sprinklers, light fixtures, electrical, plumbing, disposal and softener installs, drywall, doors, paint, flooring and tile, appliance installs, and more, starting at just $35 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/madridmaintenance. Tell them Mantool sent you for a special discount. Trevor's Beard is brought to you by The Beard Struggle. The Beard Struggle is my go-to for beard hygiene and styling products. They have items you won't find anywhere else, like their heated beard comb and Viking Sea Mineral Mud Mask. I also use their beard wash and conditioner on a regular basis to keep my beard clean, shiny, and manageable. And my wife loves the Viking Storm scent. So you should head over to thebeardstruggle.com and use the code TLANE15, that's TLANE15, for 15% off your order.
Shit in Spanish. This is America. We have a national language. Well, check your fucking self, because America does not have a national language.
Funny how... It's Father's Day, we just talk about moms.
So we just get drawn into it. We just can't.
To me, the idea of taking a child through a sex change to begin with is just nuts.
I think that I'm going to go out and here out, I'm going to go out here on a limb and speak for all the ladies.
Walk down the hill and I'll call the other man first.
There you go.
Take me in.
Man Tools.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Man Tools episode. If you've seen our show before, be prepared for crippling disappointment. It's just how we roll. What up, Trevor? How was your week, buddy?
Pretty good. Wife is starting to get around really well after her surgery. So that's good. Starting to try to back off some of the meds, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you have a pharmacy upstairs.
We do.
On the table.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. You know, it's too bad she wasn't in the Army. They just give her some 800 milligram ibuprofen and say,
good luck. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see. We finished up a few projects.
Yeah.
Finished up a shower, finished up a shed. When I say shed, I mean like freaking cabin. This thing is huge.
Is that a she shed?
No.
No.
It's a motorcycle garage shed, something or other. It's cool. He's got ramps. We didn't put like a doors on it. We put a rolling door.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be awesome. Finished up a really cool shower. And then on to the next. Remodeling a You know me, remodeling. It's the best. Remodeling a basement, turning the old sort of wet room into a kitchenette.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's been a hell of a week. Hence the drywall and just rolled in right from work. So
yep.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. I couldn't. What was I going to tell you? I was going to tell you something, and then we got so distracted with our guest because I'm super stoked. I'm just super stoked because when I was a kid, man, this was the coolest shit. It was my favorite stuff to watch, and we used to pull out the cushions from the couch, and then the bed. You know, we'd drag the bed mattress out in the front room and have fucking slam fest right there on the living room floor. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I always wanted to be Junkyard Dog.
I always went kind of back and forth between Macho Man and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah?
Yeah. Those were always my two favorites, yeah.
Maybe the Ultimate Warrior. That was pretty awesome. But maybe we should tell everybody who we have tonight.
Well, I guess without further ado, we've got Ruthless Randy Rude from Colorado Springs wrestling right here.
Virtually.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah. He's not right here.
No. He's joining us via Zoom, and I just unmuted his microphone, and...
And kaboom.
Explosion. There he is on the screen.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. Pretty great. Well. How was your week?
It has been pretty crazy, to say the least. We're getting ready for our huge birthday show called Slam Bash. CSW started 5 years ago with their very first ever event was Halloween Slam Bash, and we're getting ready for Halloween Slam Bash 5.
Nice.
It's going to be a major, major event, and I have been – you guys are the sixth – show I've been on talking about this event coming up.
We're happy to get the leftovers.
It's all right. I'm glad to be on here. I've been watching your guys' show for a little bit, and I like it. So I'm really glad to be on. I was laughing listening to you guys talk about when you talk about pulling out the cushions and all
that was a thing.
The problem is some of us end up with a ring. A real wrestling ring, and the next thing you know, we have a company and we have fans, and then we have huge events that turn into this massive thing that I absolutely adore. Wrestling's my life. It really is, and it always has been, just like you guys. I grew up in the 80s. It was Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. First ever fist fight my brother and I got into was at WrestleMania 6 when Hulk Hogan had to fight the Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
I am a Hulkamaniac, always have been and always will be. My brother was all about the Warrior, and it ended in quite a rough little battle right there,
Right?
But that's just it. And that's what CSW, Colorado Springs Wrestling, that's what we bring back to the fans is – old style family wrestling, the stuff that I grew up on, the stuff that I remember. That's what I try to give everybody out there, and they love it. I have people that they don't watch Monday Night Raw, they don't watch any of the shows out there, none of the wrestling of televised stuff, but they wouldn't miss a CSW event for anything. It's just we make it where, especially here in Colorado Springs, it's for family. We make it where it's affordable. That's the first thing. You don't have to be rich to come enjoy our show. We always do discounts for all military. They always get half price tickets for all of our events for them and their family. We want to make sure that anybody can come be a part of our show. And that's what it's all about right there is, I always tell people, and it's nothing against any of the big companies, because I've got a lot of friends in the bigger companies that I am so proud that they made it to. If that's not your goal in wrestling, then why are you doing it? I love my wrestlers to death, but if they get the call up to the big leagues, I don't stand a chance in keeping them. You know what I mean? But on that note, you're going to go spend, let's say you have you, your wife, and two kids. That's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars in tickets.
Sure.
To go to a Monday Night Raw. That's
right,
just
yeah.
a ticket. No, you're not including the $30 in parking, the $40 a shirt, and all four of you are going to want a t-shirt.
Sure. Not
you
to
know.
Mention the $12 hot dog.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know. Now, see, at our shows, it's $20 general admission, $10 for military and kids 12 and under. The wrestlers will come take pictures with you. You're going to meet a wrestler. That's a guarantee. We have a exclusive hot dog cart. Quick shout out to Papa Bear's Hot Dogs. They are at they're the exclusive hot dog vendor for all of our shows. Their menu's even themed around all the wrestlers of the mm-hmm. event. But they're also priced for, you know, the average person. You know, where you're not going to spend $12 on a $2 hot dog.
Sure.
You know, and that's exactly what we try to do, is make it where everyone can come, have a lot of fun. We put on quite a spectacle every single month. I guarantee that.
So on this month, this month is special though.
It is. It
right?
really is. Well, you know, I mean, there's every show we do has such a special meaning behind it. We really do. This one's our birthday. This is CSW's birthday. We have a huge main event. Sharkboy from TNA will be wrestling in the main event this Saturday as he challenges Captain Stevens and Animal Sam for the CSW championship. It's going to be in a 20,000 leagues under the sea match, a first of its kind. We've looked. There's never been a match like this before, and it's going to be something everyone's going to want to see.
Now, for those that don't know, where do you guys host your events?
We do them at our new home. It's Sunshine Studios Live down on Hancock, just south of Milton Proby. Great venue, excellent staff there. I've been going to concerts there for a long time, just events in general. And it was always a idea that, you know, we wanted to set something up with there, and that's actually our home. We are there every single month, and we've actually signed a deal. We will be there all the way through 2021 every single month.
Awesome, yeah.
Excellent. Now, being that, you know, you're super accessible, there is the downside because of the whole Rona.
Yeah.
Our favorite thing now. So you are limited on ticket sales, and you guys, this event is almost sold out.
Yes. There is a very good chance, if you're thinking you're just going to come to the show and just go ahead and just pay at the door, you need to get your tickets now, because every day more tickets are selling, and we're right there. There are more tickets sold than there are available. I will guarantee that. It's very close to our highest pre-sale ticket count we've ever had. We did sell out our June event, which was a full-day telethon to raise money for Sangre de Cristo Hospice. Back in June, we did Headlocks for Hospice. It was a great event. It was a 12-hour wrestling event, guys.
That's
12
awesome.
Hours of wrestling. Domino's had donated 30 large pizzas for the event. We ended up raising $7,000 for them. It was a wonderful day. This compares to the magnitude of what that show was. And that was a 12-hour event. This is going to be a 3-hour event. We have 10 matches planned. 5 titles are going to be on the line. It's going to be just nonstop from beginning to end, entertainment and action. The hardcore title is going to be on the line, so somebody's going through a table. There's a guarantee of that. You know,
so you're at Sunshine Studios, though, man. Somebody needs to bust out a Les Paul and break some guitars.
Well, you know, a couple months ago, we did leave big guns laying in the ring with my t-shirt stapled into his chest. So, you know, I mean,
right.
If I had a nice guitar, the problem is I'm a guitar player too. So I can't justify breaking a guitar, you know,
I'm just unless saying.
It's in front of about 2,500 people, but at the same time, it's worth it being, you know, might yeah. be worth it. The old honky tonk man days.
Yeah. Right? You do what Jimi Hendrix used to do and go buy that pawn shop guitar and just spray paint it. And then at the end of the show, light it on fire and then put it back together until it dies. Just
not a bad idea. Right
yeah. There. Yeah. Go get you a pawn shop guitar and bust it. Oh, I think that'd be so much fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's just it is, you know, we do so much over the top stuff with our shows. As like I was saying, think of the good days, you know, a little bit of a mix of the Attitude Era when you had Monday Nitro and Monday Night Raw, NWO and DX, you know, all that. And then take some of those old days with the Hulk Hogan Macho Man days
yeah.
of, you know, some crazy gimmicks. I mean, you need to see the bearded lady. I will guarantee you that one. When the bearded lady's in the ring, you know, when that ma'am, I don't know what
ma'am,
ma'am.
Okay. She's from Trinidad, comes up from Trinidad. It's the bearded lady, a member of the Three Ring Circus, all ran by the Games Master, along with Happy the Clown and the Monster Nine. Those guys are a spectacle in their own. That's just it is there's, we give a little bit of everything so that every person out there, every person that could be a fan out there will find something that they go, well, that was awesome. And then next, you know, they have to come next month because they got to see what's going to happen.
Well, I'm sold.
I'm there. I'm just so there.
I'm just curious right. what the bearded lady uses on her beard.
Well,
is she a beard struggle?
Beard struggle.
Beard.
Oh, well, see, you might have to come to the show.
Is she a competitor?
Oh, those that shall not be named on this show.
Oh, well, see, you know, I do know, bearded definitely is always up for any great cosmetics that will help out, you know, keeping that beard flowing.
Right? It's a struggle. Just ask it Trevor. Is.
You know, yeah, guys, I mean, they're just, like I said, 10 matches are in line, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea match. We got Military Muscle going against the Canadian Pit Bulls. That's going to be a huge, huge match right there. We've got two women's matches in store. Daisy, our women's champion, will be putting her title on the line against Canary. That's going to be a great match. Johnny Crash, the hardcore champions, open a hardcore invitational, so who knows who's going to come out to that. It's going to be one show that everybody will be talking about for a very long time.
We should go take him on as the Man Tools Wrecking Balls. As long as they put down the couch cushions, it'll feel right. It'll feel right, normal.
Yeah. They'll get in that ring, like, well, where's the cushions? I just see thumbtacks and trash cans.
Right. Now, what day?
Go ahead.
What day is this all going down?
That's this Saturday on the 17th, October 17th. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Show starts at 6. National anthem will be right about 6 o'clock. Bo, the lead singer from Gravel, CSW's favorite band, will be performing the national anthem live in the ring.
I believe it's pronounced Gravel. No, I'm just kidding.
Gravel.
That's an inside joke between us and them.
Gravel. Gravel. And I'm like, what are you Gravel. Talking about?
Hey, well, you know, those guys, they're huge supporters of CSW. We're huge supporters of them. We have been for over a year now. And they're just great guys all around. I'm excited. I know Bo's excited to sing the anthem. It is going to be an outdoor event, so wear jackets, hoodies. It's going to be nice. It's actually going to be really nice on Saturday, so we're lucking out. But it will be outdoors. Bring your own chairs. That's the other thing. That's one
for,
of our
for when we for, get in the ring. Bring your own chairs.
Well,
yeah. Oh, so
you're the
so
first
got a...
person that's brought that up, actually, surprisingly.
Right.
No, it's for our you know, to adhere to social distancing.
Sure, of course.
The way we normally we sell our seats, you know, assigned seats, ringside, stuff like that. But the way we've been able to do this is everyone brings their own chairs. You set up in your own little sections with you and your family. They have a full bar and a full, you know, that hot dog cart serves a ton of food. He's even got baked potatoes that are fully loaded. So
nice.
Like you can have all kinds of entertainment all around, and it's comfortable. We're very inviting. We're as safe as we possibly can be. I have been fighting with guidelines and all that stuff since March to make sure that I follow every single one. And I'll tell you what, I've lost a lot of sleep over it.
I bet.
But
yeah.
It's worth it. It is worth it to be able to put these shows on and let the fans know they can come have fun and be safe. Masks are recommended. They will be available there as well if folks choose them. It is outdoors, so they're not required. They just are recommended.
Okay.
And like I said, $20 general admission, $10 for all military and kids 12 and under. What else can you want? I mean, and what else is going on the Saturday night right now? Not a single thing.
Well, I was gonna say we'll get to that later.
Yeah, yeah, we've got later on. We've got our friends at EXO Auto Works. They're sponsoring Oktoberfest, which is the same day but earlier in the day. So this Saturday, like if you wanted to fairly cheap, you could pack your Saturday with plenty of fun for the whole family. It'll between be. Those two events. So
we have one with, and then the late night event is Pappy and Trash Can over at the Apes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's always a fun day. That's a full day loaded, guys.
Like an awesome Saturday.
Right? It's an all-day event for you here in Colorado Springs.
That's it.
From Sacramento, Keys is telling us do it to get in the ring. The man tools wrecking balls. Come on, Trevor.
Maybe after my wife is recovered.
Well, I tell you what, you can come on down to our school because we do have our own professional wrestling school, SoCo Pro. Jump on in there, let our trainer Animal Sam throw you down a couple times, and then we'll see. You know,
right?
That would make for some good content.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling like you should do it.
Oh, okay.
You guys ever want to come on down to the school? You guys are always more than welcome to come check it out.
Oh,
it's
a great
training facility.
I think it's going to happen. I think that's definitely going to happen.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun afternoon.
Well, you know, we get a lot of fans that ask, you know, obviously at the show, how can I get into this? How can I become a professional wrestler? And I will say one out of every maybe 15. And that's given a high, like a lot of leeway, makes it through. They come in, they're all gung ho till the first time they realize that it actually hurts. You know, when they first time they fall in that ring and they lose their breath, they're like, wait a minute, that wasn't supposed to hurt. Uh-huh. You know,
well, that brings up something that seems to always come up whenever professional wrestling is mentioned is, you know, how real is it? And
get in the ring, motherfucker. You'll see how real it is.
So that's the, you know, that's the question. How real is it?
There's always the video on YouTube there. If you haven't watched it, you know, watch about a 15-second video where a news reporter was at an independent wrestling event and he asked a wrestler about realism, and he said the infamous F word and got the taste slapped out of his mouth. And he's like, oh, well, how real was that? And, you know, it's one of those, when we stapled that shirt to Big Gun's Justin Andrews' chest, That was a real staple gun.
Yeah.
And those were real staples. When they dumped those thumbtacks, the 4,000 thumbtacks into the ring and slammed each other on them, those weren't plastic. You know, when a guy leaps off of that top rope and flies through the air, 7 feet, 8 feet through the air, you know.
There's no wires. I mean, I've been to live events. There's no wires.
There's this much padding on that ring.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. So, you know, these guys are professional athletes that train all the time. I have a very strict rule about my wrestlers, and it's something I've been initiating a lot more, is I want professional wrestlers in Colorado Springs Wrestling. My fans deserve the best, and I produce the best that I can, to a point where we brought our own school around. SoCo Pro is really getting ready to have some big wrestling names come out from it that will be debuting in Colorado Springs Wrestling. And these guys work really hard. I'll tell you what, those high flyers, those guys, you know, doing the flips off the top rope, they're a much more gutsier man than me. I'll tell you that. You ain't going to see Randy Rude flying off no top rope. I might let all the fans know how, you know, how much they're peasants and they need to grovel at the feet of Randy Rude at the shows, but I won't, you know, be flying at him or anything like that.
That's good stuff. So yeah, everybody, Saturday.
Yes.
And we've got, absolutely, we've got links to your Facebook as well as the event's Facebook page. So everybody be sure to check that out. It's in the description right now. I put it in the description for the live stream. So, and of course, even after this, those will be available. We'll post them a couple times just to make sure everyone knows exactly,
yeah, yep,
how to get in there. Well, thank you so much for joining us, man. It sounds like, you know, this is definitely something that, if you're into some testosterone and
live action events,
you know, live sports entertainment.
That's right. I mean, what else you
That's
got
absolutely
going,
it.
Right? What other sports are you going to go see right now?
Can't go anywhere else.
Might yeah.
No, you're in a Zoom meeting,
high
a fucking basketball
wrestling
game? Pick up a roller hockey thing over at Acacia Park? Come on, man. Let's do something fun Saturday night. Well, anyway.
That's it.
Thank you so much. It's a Ruthless Randy Rude here on Man Tools.
Hey, thanks
Thank you
for having me on, guys.
Yeah, man. So good. So good. We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, for
All
sure.
Right, we'll see you Saturday.
All right.
All right, man.
You guys let me know. You guys want a couple tickets, send me a message. I'll get you guys set up.
Okay.
Excellent.
We appreciate it. All right. I'm trying to find my other. There we go.
There he goes. Good job, Trevor. Well, thanks, man. We'd like to thank Randy again, CEO of Colorado Springs Wrestling. And hopefully we'll see you Saturday. That'd be super fun. Let's see. Checking all the twatters and bashers and all that stuff. it looks like you've got the... I thought you had that. You're going to pull that up to show them the event. If you guys want to check this out, we're going to drop this link here here on the live thing for you. It's Slam Bash 5. It's the birthday of Colorado Springs Wrestling. So,
and there's a link to tickets. Of course, we mentioned it's happening at Sunshine Studios Live, which any music fans here in Colorado Springs know where that is.
Yep, easily.
Of course. And, doors open at 5. Like you said, the national anthem will start at 6. And then
With Gravel
and Bo, who actually, Bo is how I found out about these guys. And I said, ooh, I want to talk to this dude.
Yeah. one of the guys that used to work for me last year, he was a wrestler with them.
Mm.
So I had to let him off work to go to.
Go to wrestling practice. Their company also put us in touch with it may be the same guy, I forget his name at the moment, but apparently he's an Eagle Scout and Vigil Order of the Arrow. They kind of read our bio and were like, oh, we have a dude, who did all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's 8:03. It's time for some news. What do you say,
Trev? Let's get into some news. And then Michael will probably be calling us here shortly.
The cone.
So we'll hit up some news real quick. All right. Well, first up this week, I am surprised that this did not come out of Florida, but it is close. Coming out of Louisiana, a priest was apparently caught in the act of having a threesome on the altar at the church.
He was caught by whom?
I'm not sure, but he had two, quote, dominatrices on the altar with him, according to court documents. This happened in Pearl River, just northeast of New Orleans. Someone called the police on September 30th after allegedly viewing Reverend Travis Clark through a window, engaged with his two high-heeled corseted women, as Fox 13, where the news comes first, or who you can trust, or whatever their slogan is.
Or, you know, probably Travis did. I'm not going to lie.
He definitely.
He definitely.
Well, I assume he was paying. Yeah. I don't know, but
I would imagine. So why is this illegal? Why was he arrested?
I guess because the church is considered a public place. But and even it? Though, even though it's private property, it's not his private property. So
peeping Tom's through the window.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I'm guessing whoever was looking through the window knew what they were looking for. That's my presumption.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Highly likely.
Yeah. Yeah. If it had been his property, then that would be fine. But,
yeah.
You know. Is that it? Don't priests have to give up all their property, though? Isn't that part of their vows?
I mean, there are so... I don't know, man.
They, like, live at the church, from what I understand.
There's so many churches that there's so many rules.
At least with the Catholics, that's my understanding, is you take the vows. Part of it is, I don't own anything.
Sure. I don't know.
Which was a trick on the part of the church to get property from people.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up, but since you did.
Oh, no, this all belongs to the church. Wait, what?
So having... Oh, poor guy. There he is, just minding his own business, getting his knob polished after, you know, doing the fire and brimstone sermon.
Yeah. Hey, at least it wasn't children.
Oh, there. See what I'm saying?
You know, I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there is an element of you know, you have the book of rules that you say that we're all supposed to follow, and then you're not following it. Of course, the hypocrisy of that, which comes up all the time.
More often than not.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, not to harp on this, but I'm not even mad at him.
No, I'm not either.
I'm like, good, well, you know, he's helping the economy. Stimulating the economy.
Stimulating the economy, yeah. Because I'm sure those whores were paying taxes.
I'm pretty sure they were. Independent contractors.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Don't you mean contractors?
Contractors. That's what I meant to say. We look forward to your letters.
Oh, man, I forgot to pull up the soundboard.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Missed opportunities, bro. Missed opportunities.
I'll get that up now.
Yeah, well, all right. So,
just in case.
Man has threesome in a church. who is also the priest of said church, and no one's called in and argued with us or messaged us or, you know, lit something on fire in protest. That's funny.
Well, it is one of those, what I would call, other than, again, remove the element of the church isn't his.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his home, but it's not exactly. I would even go as far as to say if it had been happening in his domicile on the
rectory
church or whatever. Yeah, there you go. That he could have lost his job, but the you know, there wouldn't have been anything illegal about that.
Right.
You always have an expectation of privacy within where you live, even if you're renting or, you know.
Sure. Or indentured servant, as the case may be.
Well, yeah.
All right. We've harped on this enough. If you guys want to join us, you guys know you can call in 719-285-9863 and you go on the air and talk some crap.
You can also chat with us. I got us a shorter URL for the Discord. Discord would be the best place. Got a nice simple URL. It's cutcutt.ly/mantoolschat.
I'm glad you read that because it's a little far away.
It's a little better than discord.bb/ggzz, whatever it gave us when we signed up. M-N-O-Q. You know.
That's funny shit. All right, spin it on.
So this is kind of politics adjacent. Yesterday, I believe, the New York Post broke a story where... this is kind of a strange happenings. All right, I guess I need to refresh this page because I can't scroll, and there's more than just the headline.
No, there isn't. It's all headlines. It's the only thing anybody ever reads.
The New York Post broke this story where apparently Hunter Biden, son of the... I believe that is Michael. We will get right in there. Come on. Hello, you are on the air with Man Tools.
Awesome. I am so excited to be on the air.
What's up, Cone?
What's happening, guys?
We were just talking about a priest who's having a kinky three-way on the altar with some dominatrix.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was weird because if you look closely in the photo, I feel like I saw Eric in the background with a camera.
No, I was the altar boy. I was bringing them milk and cookies.
Oh, you were putting out all the candles.
Yeah.
He was serving communion wine.
That's it. Just nice. Keeping everybody lubed up.
But...
All righty.
Oh, two. We're getting off track here.
This is why
so,
you can't.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate you taking my call tonight. I was actually just jumping on your new Discord chat, so that is fun.
Right? It's like there's so many awesome people chitty-chatting.
Chitty-chatting, yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't get a chat at all with anybody today because I dropped my phone in water, and even though it's supposed to be water-resistant, it's, like, completely dead. I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
Well, that's why they choose that terminology, resistant. It resisted. It failed, but it resisted.
That's right. It is not waterproof. It is water-resistant. Well, I'm very excited for Saturday. It sounds like we got some wrestling to do, and then we're going to have an awesome car show that we'll be at, and then some live music.
Yeah. Saturday is
it's a full day.
I guess Colorado Springs is fucking open for business.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
like.
Yeah. Right?
Only on this Saturday, though.
Yeah, just this Saturday, because winter is coming.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, today was a little bit chillier than what I was expecting, but it wasn't bad.
Michael, of course, the CEO of EXO Auto Works, longtime sponsor and dedicated partner here with Man Tools. And of course, I know you guys are involved with the Oktoberfest. Why don't you tell us all of the juicy details about that event?
Yeah, absolutely. So, this Saturday, there is going to be a second annual fall car show, and Wicked CC is actually the car club that is the host of this car show. And so we'll have a lot of different vendors out there, us being one of them, as far as sponsorship. So we'll have a booth. We'll have a couple of our cars that we've been building on. Over there, we'll be giving away a lot of cool prizes and just free swag, just so that way people, you know, love merch. So it's Saturday from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. There's no cost unless you want to enter your car into the car show. So okay. If you register now, it's like $15 to get into the car show. And then if you try to come same day to enter your car, then it does go up to $25. So, you know, you can jump on, you know, Facebook, 719 Wicked CC's page, and you'll see their event there. Or you can go to EXO Auto Works and you'll find it either on our website, on our Instagram, or on our Facebook page as well. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to have a lot of different, different type of categories, you know, so, you know, there will be like the Euro cars, classic cars, you know, like the big muscle American style, low riders, tuner cars, you know, that are just built for speed and just are not pretty. And they're also doing like a Halloween theme to where you can decorate your car as a spooky car type deal. So it should be pretty interesting to see everybody's creativity coming out through not only their cars that they've been building on, but then also for the holiday of Halloween.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Whenever I hear something like that, it reminds me of the old Dragula music video from Rob Zombie.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and speaking of which, yeah, so it is in front of the Haunted Mines as well over there off of Academy. And they're doing BOGO tickets after the show. So you'll be able to check out the cars. There's going to be food trucks there so you can eat if you didn't get enough, you know, hot dogs from the wrestling match. And then
right.
Be able to go and grab some discounted tickets for the Haunted Mine. So, yeah, a lot of different things all going on at once, you know, in the same little area. So it'll be cool.
Yeah, and this is happening. Is this at Palmer Park? I'm looking at the address. I'm just...
Correct. Yeah. You know where the convention center is, that parking lot?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah. It's in that parking lot. And then the Haunted Mines, I believe, they've moved over there. So, yeah, it's outside. It's in the parking lot. So, again, yeah, dress for the weather. Since the sun will be going down sooner, it will get a little chillier, come nighttime. But, yeah, it should be just an easy, fun way to get out and go over there and check it out.
And besides being involved with this event, do you guys have anything exciting or any cool specials going on at EXO right now?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on actually. So we have on our YouTube channel, we kind of like are trying to do the video blogging type stuff. I'm very awful about updating it, but we have purchased a Acura Integra from an auction. And so we've been building it as our project race car, and the goal is to hit 600 horsepower on that. So the motor's at the machine shop. We've got, you know, the rods, the pistons, you know, like everything's coming together. And hopefully when we get the block back from the machine shop, then we'll have some really fun, cool videos of as far as it being reassembled, put together, going back into the car, and just seeing, you know, how much power it's able to do after having a built motor. So that's one of the fun things that we got going. Our project 65 Chevelle is still underway, kind of at the mercy of the body shop right now. So we actually had it sandblasted all the way down to bare metal, and we're bringing it back and then going to have it painted like a two-tone color, put fuel injection on there, got rid of the carburetor, and just going to have another powerhouse, but, just all American muscle.
Yeah. I was also looking at, I think I saw it on your Instagram. You guys are doing something with an Eagle Talon.
Yes. So the Eagle Talon, I go on to these auction sites and I always tell myself, I'm not going to buy another project until we finish the one that we're on. And then something like a 91 Eagle Talon all-wheel drive turbo comes up and you're like, oh, well, I have to have that. So, so we ended up winning that auction as well and got it back. Was running on like two cylinders, had a bad ignition control module, got that popped in there. It's running, it's building boost. So it's actually been my daily driver the last 2 days. So we've been running it around. Yeah, my son loves it. He thinks it's the coolest because it has the pop-up headlights. So yeah, that's his like favorite part. So we got the Eagle Talon. I actually ordered a front bumper for it today because the one that it came with was like beyond repair. So that was sad. But we'll get a bumper on there. We'll get it, you know, kind of cleaned up, get it painted so that way it looks fresh.
All right, yeah. And then, of course, you guys are always Colorado Springs home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change.
That's right. Yeah, we have, not strayed away from that. So we're still doing the oil changes. And right now we actually were able to do a little bit of TV like campaign as far as ads. And, the word's getting out there that we do the $225 disc brake repair. So we've been getting a lot of phone calls from that. So, especially people needing to be able to stop and, have their brakes checked out and not have to pay an arm and a leg for it. So.
Yeah, we talked to, maybe a couple weeks ago,
yep.
About your, the kind of flat rate services that you guys, are doing, which is very cool because you avoid the surprise of,
sure.
Oh, I need to go mortgage my house to get my car back from the shop.
That's right. Yeah, we try to make it easy. And we even have financing available for when you do have to have those unexpected repairs. But we try to keep it to where you know, like ahead of time, like what you're getting into. Like, I just need to have this done today. And this is what it's going to cost me. Like, yeah, that's it. Like, really? Yes. Okay. Are you sure you're not going to do? Nope. You want this? That's what we'll do. So it makes it easy.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. I can't tell you, if you need something done to your car and you live in Colorado Springs, obviously if you're out of town, we can't help you. but if you're in Colorado Springs and you need something done with your car, EXO is the place to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really appreciate it. But I'm really excited for the Saturday, and I'll get off the line here with you guys. We're unveiling the 87 Honda Prelude turbo build that one of the technicians has been just like staying up until 4 a.m. trying to get this thing finished for Saturday's big debut. So come out, check it out, and stop by the booth and say hello.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we got a big day Saturday then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget your sunscreen, since it sounds like everything's outside.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And of course, it's Colorado, so sunscreen and a coat. And
it's a three-layer day.
Yeah. And your shorts. Yep, exactly. And sunglasses.
Yeah, so. It's a three-layer day. Well, thanks, brother. We'll probably see you this weekend.
Yeah, sounds great, man. I appreciate it. And always enjoy the show. And we will talk to you guys later.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Excellent. So back to some of the news. We had, Joe Biden's son got into a little.
Yeah.
Well,
Hunter Biden is a piece of work.
To say the least.
As we kind of covered. Was kicked out of the Navy for drug use. has struggled, as to say the least, with that unsuccessfully. But anyways, he apparently had this laptop that I don't even know why you would do this. So it crashed. He brought it to a computer repair place.
Oh no!
And then because he's rich, just kind of forgot about it and probably got a new one.
Right.
Well, at some point it becomes the repair shops.
90 days.
So they kind of, you know, there's some, you can, there's some questionable, like, how does things get into hands of certain people? Needless to say, it became their property, and then all of the stuff on it got into the hands of Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, who is, of course, now one of Trump's lawyers.
Right.
And there were pictures of him, Hunter Biden, smoking either crack or meth. It's hard to tell. there's apparently video of him doing drugs while having sex with somebody.
He's not smoking a turkey. That's
no. And this is a guy, again, who we've talked about a little bit. Let me get it off of the EXO banner while we're talking about this. This is a guy who his brother died in Iraq or Afghanistan, I forget which, in combat. Hunter then moved in on his brother's widow.
Yes.
Married her, but then got a stripper pregnant. Right. He's now embroiled in child support issues. So he's a mess. And
Merca.
The yeah. You know, whatever. I don't really care about any of that in particular, but here's what's interesting. So the New York Post broke this story. Here's the big deal. There is evidence on there. We've talked about the whole Ukraine getting the prosecutor yeah. fired thing where Biden is on tape bragging about it. So I don't know why that's not been pursued as a problem.
Because of the Rona.
there are also emails, apparently, allegedly, that where Hunter is basically selling introductions to his father to officials, apparently Chinese officials, where, of course, because it's a communist country, they're both like executives and companies and government officials because the government runs sure. everything over there. Yeah. There's apparently some kind of influence peddling going on the part of Hunter Biden, which of course has been alleged for a long, long time. But this computer and the emails and the correspondence contained on it apparently, allegedly, prove all of this to be the case. Well, it's no secret that big tech is left-leaning. So this story broke. People were trying to share it, the link to it on the New yep. York Post. I even did an experiment. I shared it on my Facebook. So Facebook is taking an interesting approach. You can share it. It'll appear on your page, but no one will see it. Like if you, I'm sure you didn't see
nope,
me share
I
that.
I did not. I would have been like, bro, what are you doing?
Twitter, on the other hand, though, I've seen screenshots of people getting a warning that they can't post the link because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I did an experiment. I'm like, what happens when I post it again on Twitter?
Yeah.
Post it. It seems like it goes through. Then when you go back to your profile, it's not there. Yeah.
Wow.
So Twitter is actually, the CEO of Twitter is actually being subpoenaed by Congress because they're like, you can't just, because it's coming from, you know, and of course, a lot of these big tech people go, well, we don't know for sure that any of this is true. But the problem is, like when The Atlantic had that story where they said Trump called all the veterans losers and
sure,
whatever, yeah. and that was never substantiated. In fact, many, many people who were with him during that particular event were like, he never said that. But there was no attempt on the part of social media companies to stop that story from spreading.
Right.
So the idea that they're protecting us from false information kind yes. of falls short because it's only false information coming from one side that they want to prevent, apparently.
Exactly. Or calling whatever they've found.
Yeah, or false. Calling this stuff false yeah. just because it's coming from, or it looks bad for their guy.
Sure.
You know? So yeah, that's the kind of our politics adjacent news story for this evening. Yeah, and I don't know. I get conflicted with some of these things because I can appreciate the line that they're private companies and they can do whatever they want with their platforms. Mm-hmm. The flip, though, is we are ending up where even though it's several different companies, there kind of is a monopoly on social media. I mean, We're on Parler, but that's nowhere near what Twitter is.
Exactly.
We're on Minds, but that's not fucking Facebook.
Right.
So this idea that you, if you don't like it, you can just go somewhere else, really isn't quite true. You're not going to have the reach that you would have on, say, Facebook or Twitter, on any of these other platforms that are cropping up to allow any speech that you know you want to put out there, as long as the speech itself is not illegal. Mm-hmm.
Which in and of itself is a little strange to me, but...
Yeah. You know, well, they're just leaving it up to, and I don't even know, I've heard their CEOs even say they don't know what that would be, but they're not going to allow violating the law. So, you know, if the FBI comes to them and says it's illegal for this to have even been said, they'll pull it down. But that's the only circumstance where they'll pull something down, you know, on Minds and Parler.
Yeah. Well, strange days we live in.
Yeah.
Strange days. Enough of the doom and gloom.
Should we get into some cool stuff?
Cool stuffs. I really like the cool stuffs. Just makes you want to sing it.
It does.
Cool stuffs. Fuck yeah. So there's something awesome I found the other day. In the midst of the whole Rona, and here we have a couple of shooting ranges, but they're fucking prohibitively expensive.
They are.
So, yes. And they're building a new... If you buy now, you can get in our new location in 10 months whenever we're
right,
ready.
Yeah. Whenever we open.
It boggles me, too, that... never mind, I won't go into their crap, but it's prohibitively expensive.
And your other option is a Rampart Range where there's just, you know, glass bottles all over.
Yeah.
It's a mess. I don't even know if it's legal to shoot there.
It is not.
People do.
Yeah. Some people. Not me. Ever. Or you have to, you know, have a buddy who has a ranch way out in the sticks and go,
right,
you know, go do stuff. Well, thanks to technology, and we have this really, really cool deal.
Lasers in particular.
Yes, laser beams. Check this shit out.
Seen the rounds with the laser,
uh-huh.
But it's just there wasn't a feedback,
right?
Like with this,
right.
Where it goes, oh, you hit here.
Uh-huh.
It's just, oh, I can see the laser. When I squeeze, is it pointing where I think it should be, or
right.
Is something off? You know.
Well, with this, it's more like you could actually do target practice because there's no guide. There's no laser being shot out, and then you kind of move your arm or whatever.
Yep.
So you can actually, you know, do something, at least some kind of drills.
Right.
At home, safely. I believe it's a Bluetooth, and when your firing pin hits the cartridge is when it sends the data, because your phone is pointed at the target, and then it relays all that information back, so... I'm looking at that going, that is a fun little toy for Christmas.
That's
not
going to
lie.
Neat.
Not going to lie. That's going to be awesome.
Here's a toy that might be a little funner.
Did you just say funner?
More fun?
That's better.
More. Okay. More fun?
Yes.
Okay. Not funner?
Not funner.
8-year-old me wants to say funner.
Oh, my God.
Hello there. We've just made the world's first retractable plasma-based lightsaber.
that thing. He's scared of it.
Well, the headline says it's 4,000 degrees. And that, I don't even know if that's Fahrenheit or Celsius. I don't think it matters.
I don't care. What's she having comment?
Big thank you to our YouTube members and Patreon supporters for supporting the channel. They get tons of perks, including seeing our videos before anyone else, like the lightsaber test video, which is available on our channel right now for members.
Yeah.
A real, retractable, plasma-based lightsaber. The pinnacle of sci-fi tech. And probably one of the most sought-after fictional technologies ever. As you know, we've been developing different lightsabers, or, like they're called in Star Wars lore, proto-sabers, for the past 4 years now. From some initial power supply tests that got the fire department called on us,
yeah,
to version 1 using nitinol wire, to version 2 using a tungsten titanium blade hybrid,
yep,
version 2.1 yep. So we could have a real life lightsaber duel, which, by the way, was extremely unsafe, to finally our Kylo Ren style lightsaber complete with a 3D printed titanium hilt. A protosaber, of course, is a lightsaber with an external power pack. Since, you know, we don't exactly have D-sized batteries capable of putting out more power than a nuclear power plant. Which, by the way, is what you'd need for a lightsaber to function like it does in the movies. Now, in my opinion, what we've made so far are some of the closest representations of lightsabers using real-life technologies. They look like a lightsaber. They sound like a lightsaber. And at temperatures of over 3,000 degrees, they actually cut stuff, like a lightsaber. But as you know, the internet is not easily pleased. Those are just red hot sticks.
No, they're not.
That's just a red hot piece of metal. That's not even a real lightsaber. Your lightsaber sucks, and you should feel bad, too. Luckily, I have thick skin, since I've read over 500,000 comments on my YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
That's equivalent to, like, 200 full-length novels, by the way. So despite the trolls' best wishes, we have not given up. Which is good, since, you know, you could count on one hand the amount of people in this world actually working on lightsaber tech. Anyway, how the heck do you make a plasma-based lightsaber? Well, best theories say that plasma is held in a beam by a magnetic field, which, scientifically, checks out. You see, the issue is, producing a strong enough electromagnetic field to contain a blade, well, the lightsaber would quite literally have to be built inside of a box coated in electromagnets, which turns it into kind of a useless science project. Ooh, I made a lightsaber. Luckily, we've come up with an alternate solution to control the flow of plasma, which allows us to make a retractable blade, and even change its color. We're going to be using laminar flow. You know, that cool thing where liquids flow smoothly? We actually teased this project months ago on our Instagram, which maybe we shared too soon, since it's resulted in almost all new comments being, "Where is the lightsaber?" I mean, come on, guys. It might not be brain surgery, but building a lightsaber is basically rocket science. It's taken us quite a few months to get just right, and we also had to upgrade our equipment in the shop to even be able to manufacture it, like our new Tormach 1100MX CNC machine, complete with a fourth axis. Bogdan's been pretty excited to try it out. And since Star Wars was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, it's only fitting that our first real plasma lightsaber is steampunk. I think it's Bogdan's turn to design that hilt.
Steampunk is a subset of science fiction, which incorporates antique design aesthetics from the 19th century with modern technologies. When I was scrolling through to get some design inspirations for the lightsaber, I came across this picture, and it instantly caught my attention. I think steampunk would be great for this design, because we're going to be using a lot of gauges,
let's
valves...
Let's look at them breaking shit. Hey, I see it.
Even with all of our new equipment and capabilities here at Hacksmith Industries, we're still kind of bound by the laws of thermodynamics. Which means we're still going to have to make this into a proto-saber, with a power pack separate from the hilt. Now, we've made incredibly energy-dense power packs
before. We obey the laws of thermodynamics.
Power for a plasma-based lightsaber, we're going to have to use something with more energy-dense fuel. In this case, LPG, compressed liquid propane gas, which can give us 50 times more energy per kilogram than a LiPo. Now, that's a pretty incredible difference. And the cool thing, you probably have this right at home.
But, Bobby?
Bobby? Damn it, Bobby.
We're talking about propane.
How was there not a Hank Hill thing?
So, how do we turn propane into a superheated beam of plasma? The answer lies with one of the most satisfying demonstrations of physics phenomena of fluids, laminar flow. Basically, we need a large array of laminar flow.
After 12 weeks of anticipation,
break stuff.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Soldering, and leather for some reason. Hooking it up to the tank. Cool.
All right, boys.
That's all.
Get to it.
Quite impressive. music.
Copyrighted music. Oh, wow, look at that thing.
Oh my god, you have...
So, it's not a lightsaber, it's...
A gas saber?
A ghost. No, it looks like one of... Oh, shit.
We did it. The world's first retractable plasma-based lightsaber. Now, obviously, we're going to have an amazing test video for this. We've got tons of stuff set up behind us to really put this through its paces, including cutting through a steel door. Anyways, that video is actually available right now for our Patreon supporters and YouTube members, which is a great time to support the channel and get to see...
So I want one of those. What was I gonna say? It doesn't look like.
How much does that pack weigh though? He's got like a propane tank on it.
Like they've said,
everybody just keeps. Where's the lightsaber?
Where's the lightsaber? Where's the lightsaber? Well, boys and squirrels, looks like we have.
They're as close as I think we're gonna get right now in the real world.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good for them. That's cool. I'm glad someone's doing it. That's God's work there.
It looks like a proton pack.
Kind of, yeah. Ghostbusters-y. Yeah. A little crossover there.
Yeah. That's pretty legit. Well, we're going to move on. We got a little time left here. We're going to murder for you.
We'll finish up with some history.
Love it.
All right, this week in history, October 15th, 1783, Francois, I'm not going to try to pronounce the rest of that.
Something
along the lines of Pelletier de Rozier.
Francois Pelletier de Rozier.
made the first manned flight in a hot air balloon. The first flight went out to 82 feet, but over the next few days, they increased the altitude to 6,500 feet.
Jesus.
Also, I got to say, that's about the gayest looking balloon I've ever seen.
I mean,
but they are French.
1783 France.
Yeah. Michael says in the Discord, he liked it better than the Tesla flamethrower.
Yeah.
Lightsaber. Yeah. I can get behind that.
Propane lightsaber? Damn it, Bobby.
Although I will say Tesla with the flamethrower. That was just to raise money for the drilling company. The Tesla flamethrowers that they were selling?
Yeah.
That was just to raise funds to finance the... he wants to like drill tunnels in LA to get over the traffic. You haven't heard about that? He's starting a company where he's like, the traffic problem can be solved by drilling tunnels. It's literally called the Boring Company because they're going to bore tunnels under LA. You haven't heard. You're looking at me weird. Have you heard of this and you think it's crazy, or you haven't heard of this at all?
That's so bizarre.
Yeah, but the Tesla flamethrowers were a fundraising device to
so they can mole man it under LA.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do. The super train thing under the city.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, it would make television shows like 24 and Lucifer more believable. Oh, we have to get across town in 15 minutes. No, I mean, you remember watching 24?
Yes, I do.
Kiefer Sutherland, and he's like, oh, where's Marwan? We have to get across LA in 15 minutes.
It doesn't happen.
It's still the same day, and they went
from... It doesn't happen. Did you have a helicopter? Then you didn't do it.
Yeah, they went from, like, Bakersfield to fucking Costa Mesa in, 15 minutes. No.
So Key says, can he just make a hover car? That would solve all the issues.
Let me ask you this, Keith.
If you watch his episode, his Joe Rogan appearance, which is I encourage everyone to watch, but it's amazing. He is asked about that, about not hover cars, but flying cars. And he says there's a The big problem with flying cars and why that wouldn't work very well is the noise.
No, it's the people.
Well, yes. You're right.
No, that's why it wouldn't work.
But from his perspective of he wants everything to be nice and comfortable and like you're in a Tesla, he's like, the noise, number one, would be unbearable. He may have said that, but number two, like you said, you're talking about having everyone who wants to drive have to be a qualified pilot.
People can't put their own shopping carts away. Well, in the parking lots in California,
and he even
they're
said,
the
like,
worst.
You know, you have the what do they call it? The quadcopter drones. Yeah. He's like, there's no reason you can't make that bigger and it's a car.
Sure.
Well, he's like, but that wouldn't be. There's a lot of problems with that. In the same conversation, he also was talking about how he was talking about long range flights, and he's like, no, the problem is the altitude. If we can get high enough where there's no drag, then it's not that hard to just go real fast.
It's all about lift and drag.
But well, yeah, that,
all
that's,
that. Hey, well, we got back to the balloon,
the hover car lift thing. Yeah, lift and drag
see
in the
how
balloon.
We rolled right into that. Jeez. All right. Coming up next.
Well, October 16th, 1984. I remember this. Baby Faye.
I do.
A baboon heart was transplanted into a 15-day-old baby named Faye. It's the first transplant of its kind at Loma Linda University. This is the part I didn't know, and it kind of made me sad. She only lived until November 15th, so she was like a month and a half old and died. So not quite as successful. I guess it kind of goes back to the Talladega Nights. It's cool that they're trying that stuff.
Never seen that movie. I have not seen it. I'm sorry.
He says the technology is there, we just don't know about it. But if everyone's required to be a pilot, then it just means less people will have hover cars. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not sure they'd be cars then. I think they'd be helicopters or planes or, you know. If your driver's license doesn't let you drive it, is it a car?
Right. Is it a hovercraft? what would it be? Jetson mobile?
But you could totally get a baboon heart and you'd live for another 2 weeks.
Yep.
Let's see. October 17th, 1933, due to rising anti-Semitism, obviously, and anti-intellectualism in Hitler's Germany, Albert Einstein immigrates to the United States and makes his new home in Princeton, New Jersey. So that's how... Thanks, Hitler. We gained one of the greatest scientific minds ever here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Thanks to racism.
And socialism.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
All the bad isms.
All of those isms. let's see. October 18th, 1867. The United States officially takes control of the Alaska Territory after purchasing it from Russia. For many, many rubles.
Many, many rubles. You think that good deal? I'll tell you.
And finally, this week in history, we're just doing a work week, I guess. I only found 5 days worth of stuff.
It was a quiet week in history.
Apparently. Major General Lord Charles Cornwallis surrendered to George Washington and Count de Rochambeau at Yorktown.
Oh, sure you can say that one.
Well, yeah. I learned it from South Park. Virginia. Cornwallis surrendered 7,157 troops, including sick and wounded, and 840 sailors, along with 244 artillery pieces. Losses in that particular battle at Yorktown were actually rather light on both sides, but with that surrender, the Revolutionary War was effectively ended.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised he didn't get his head cut off.
I mean,
going back to the king and being like, sorry, I lost your colonies.
You know, I would actually like to know what he actually did. Did he just stick around? Did he go back?
I have to Google that. I presume that he went back to England and
or just wrote a letter and said, fuck it, I'm living here.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who knows?
The Americans are cooler than you.
Right?
They have let me stop using the name Cornwallis for one. Yeah.
Wow.
But that has been this week in his story. And that brings us to the end of our show.
And with that, we'll call it a night. We'd like to thank our sponsors, EXO Auto Works and Harmonic Studios Madrid Maintenance. And thank all of you for watching and or listening. Please check out us all over the interwebs at mantoolsmedia.com. All over the social medias at mantoolsmedia. Our Patreon is patreon.com/mantoolsmedia. Patronages start at just $2 a month. You can check out all of our recently remodeled patron stuffs. It's really cool. It's got extra benefits. So please head on over there and check it out. Gumroad.com/mantoolmedia is the home of all of our premium and a la carte content. And mantoolsmedia.redbubble.com is the home of all of our merch, including our new masks and a whole bunch of a male privilege checklist.
Yes.
That is my new favorite
thing.
That
is out now. As well as our golden age of broadcasting.
Yes.
Stuff.
I've seen that all over the place.
Yeah.
Recently. Even in the highest offices of our land.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amy Coney, however you say her name. Amy Coney Barrett or whatever.
Yeah. Cornwallis.
Cornwallis Barrett. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, until next week, we'd like you guys to stay safe. Check out all this weekend's activities. We have the wrestling over at Sunshine Studios. It's their birthday bash. Go check it out. Apparently, they've got a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea match. Notice how he didn't tell us what the fuck that was?
Are they actually underwater?
That would be rad as all hell.
Are they going to get thrown into a tank?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Do a drum solo.
I know one of them's a shark boy.
Yeah.
Apparently. So,
we got the car show during the day and got live music after that downtown-ish, sort of, over at the Apes. So if you guys are out and about and you see us, say hi, get a picture with Man Tools. And I'm thinking we should go start training to be the Man Tools Wrecking Balls. That'd be pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
I think we could team up, do some awesome wrestling.
I think we definitely need to get some video of us getting thrown around.
Us going to practice. That'd be so much fun. I think that's going to happen. Well, I think, you know what we should do? We'll put up a voting.
Oh, a poll?
Yeah, we'll put up a voting poll.
Okay.
Get your booty to the poll and see if you want to see me and Trevor go wrestling.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you next week.